Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
So we wanted to talk about some of the work that's happening, some of the support you're getting for some of the work. So again, people know there's renovations that are coming for the MMCC and you're doing work on the sports field. That's all happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were fortunate enough to get support from both the provincial government's NOHSC, which is the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund, as well as the Trillium, the Ontario Trillium Fund, for three projects kind of bowled all into the community center. So the first project, and the project that we're doing this summer, is the sports field track. So we got $130,000 from Ontario Trillium, and that is able to essentially completely redo the track, replacing it and getting rid of a lot of the issues that we've been having over the last couple of years with keeping that piece maintained. So we're really happy to be doing that over the next couple weeks, actually this summer, and it'll be ready for the fall for all the schools to use. So that's the first project that's happening. And then funded through the NOHFC, we have two projects. The first one is called Phase 1 of the Community Center, and the second one is Phase 2. So the first one, Phase 1, is the exciting stuff at the Community Center. We're able to do a little bit of renovations in the lobby, put some information there for tourists during the off-season when the tourist information center is closed. Probably the most exciting to most people is to be able to renovate the gym as well as take care of the flooring issues that we've been having in the banquet and the lounge, as well as do the outdoor sign for the community center. So we just received the legal agreement for that. It's a little bit later on than we would have liked it. We would have liked to see some of this work done in the summer. We're still going to try and get a couple things done in the fall, but for the most part, that will be now summer of 2024. And then the last portion of the project, Phase 2, is stuff that people don't really see too much. It's really about the efficiency of the building. So we've gotten funding together to replace all of the HVAC at the community center. For people who know the community center, we've had ongoing issues since about 2008 with the facilities HVAC. So we were able to secure about $1 million of funding for these projects, and that's also going to help us replace all of the HVAC at the community center here, replacing it with some more efficient units, replacing it with a building automation system, which is going to help us control the building a lot better. So overall, some exciting things coming towards the end of this summer as well as next summer at the community center.
The sign, I know, is something that has come up a few times over the last few years, and that will be an electronic sign, would allow you to change or have multiple messages compared to the current only have so much room, only have so many letters restrictions that you're running into.
Yeah, absolutely. That one is very visible and it's pretty exciting. So the combination of projects, there's some stuff that's invisible that most people won't see on a regular basis that make a big difference to us as staff, like, you know, the HVAC units being replaced is really going to help us, hopefully, you know, not just with things like efficiency of the building and the bottom line of the building, because it'll be much more energy efficient, but also things like, you know, roof leaks. We've had a lot of roof leaks in and around these units over the last several years that have affected the service that we're able to deliver at the community center. And so this is expected to get rid of a lot of those problems as well, which we're really hopeful that that project will go off very smoothly. We won't have too many issues with the actual installation of those units, and we'll be off to a better service level come the 2024-25 ice season.
Yeah, a lot of spin-off benefits. Staff doesn't have to spend as much time fixing things or figuring out what's a problem when you've got a brand new system then.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully for us, it's less trips up to the roof and minus 40 trying to figure out what's gone wrong up there.
That is always appreciated. All right, anything else going on that you'd like to highlight?
I think that probably the most important thing for us moving forward is to be able to have more people in the gym. So we've done some consultation with the user groups and we've come up with a plan to expand the gym to give it a lot more space so we can have more than four or five people in the gym at a time before it gets way too packed and people don't want to be there anymore. So I think that's something that's super exciting. We're going to be releasing some potential floor plans and doing some community consultation over the fall with, again, the expected changes to be coming in 2024 since we received the notice of funding a little bit late in the season to start changing things now.
All right, so definitely something we'll watch for in terms of updates on when things might be affected, when we'll see those changes, but certainly good news to hear that these projects are moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working on this funding in one way, shape, or form for about 6 or 7 years now. So to really get this funding off the ground, to be successful with multiple funders, and to get about $1 million of funding for the facility that comes from provincial sources has been really, really good for us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Once again, that's Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.